Okay, let's talk about Joyce Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Miss Richard is 65, she was born 3-4-60, today's 9-5-2025. Is that the date we want? Let me see, hang on. No, we want the date to be 8-12-2025, sorry. 8-12-2025. So, this is a 65-year-old woman who's been in hospice now with end-stage COPD. She continues to smoke. Last time I saw her, she had just spent some time in the hospital because of exacerbation of COPD. Her oxygen level was much worse. Today's oxygen level is around 95% on room air. She refuses to use oxygen because she wants to continue to smoke. She has pitot edema related to her COPD, pulmonary hypertension, and right-sided heart failure, period. She's weaker than she was. Her appetite's improved. She does need a nebulizer, which she doesn't have. She uses inhaler and definitely could use an oxygen at night, even though her oxygen level is okay with sleep apnea. That would help with the swelling in her legs and increase her exercise tolerance, period. She complains of not being able to sleep. She's weak. She's short of breath with activity. Her O2 sat does drop to about 90 with a few steps in the apartment, period. She used to be on trazodone in the past. We can increase her. We can continue with the trazodone at 100 milligram. And I'm going to recommend for the nurse to get her nicotine patches to stop smoking because she's not interested in stopping smoking, period. She's had increased debilitation. She suffers from air hunger. She's a high risk of fall. Walking makes her, walking is very difficult for her because she gets so short of breath so fast. She is on, she was on, a low dose diuretics, and we should continue with, but increasing the diuretic could cause more problems with dizziness and volume depletion. Given natural progression of her disease, she may have less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Oh, put her KPS at 40%, her MAC leave blank. Thank you.